word of welcome today to our kindergarten and our first grade students from our religious ed program who are here. It's good to have you up front. And on this day when Jesus goes up the mountain, it's good to have you with us up here and not downstairs. You make us much younger here today, not as much gray hair. The average age has gone down big time. And we welcome all of our young people. I particularly thank the teachers who are so dedicated. You know, you're providing, and the parents with you are providing something that our public schools don't provide, can't provide. Faith, Jesus, learning about the Bible. How important, how necessary, how wonderful. And so it's good to have you here today. Today, as the church goes up the mountain on this second Sunday of Lent, we see so much. And today is really an important day of Lent as we begin week two. It was 25 years ago today, long before the young people were born, not today, but this year, that a movie came out. Some of the old people like me might remember it, The Sixth Sense. We might remember that because M. Night Shyamalan, he was the director, and he grew up just up the road, all the way up Route 1 to Penn Valley, right around the corner from St. Charles Seminary, where I went to school. He filmed a lot of that movie in St. Augustine Church and in the Philadelphia area in Old City. And if you remember anything from that movie, it was the famous line, "I see dead people." Remember? Old people? Yes. Well, here today at St. Patrick's and in churches throughout the world, as we begin this second Sunday, this second week of Lent, we see dead people. We're in Mark 9, and we hear and see the transfiguration of Jesus Christ on Mount Tabor. And it's there that we see people who lived a long time ago, Moses and Elijah. But these are not dead people, they're alive. And on this mountain, God reveals his Son in a particular way. We hear the voice of the Father, we see the glory of Jesus. And it's not just us, but in a very special way, it was Peter, James, and John. Last week, if you remember, we started the first week of Lent, and Jesus was out there in the desert alone. He had wild beasts and angels with him, but he was alone. We read from the Old Testament the story of Noah and a recreation story, God doing something new. Well, today, it's not Jesus alone. He has company. In Moses and Elijah, in Peter, James, and John. We read from the Old Testament again, but it's not a recreation story. It's actually a redemption story. This Sunday of Lent is all about resurrection and life. And it is so beautiful to see. These readings this Sunday are very dramatic. They are filled with promise and hope. You know, drama, it's one thing to hear about Noah. And in your classroom over there, you have Noah and the ark. I've seen them. But today's story is much different. In fact, I don't think there's any kindergarten classroom that has the image of Abraham ready to slaughter his son Isaac. They'd arrest me. But it's not to be arrested. In fact, this story and all of its mystery is proclaimed loudly today. You remember the story. Abraham is called by God to sacrifice his only begotten son. Isaac carries the wood up Mount Moriah. He converses with his father about what's going on, what's happening. And in the end, God provides a ram in the thicket. The parallels to Christ, even a little one would understand. And my friends, they're not to be missed. God the Father has given his only begotten Son, and that Son did carry himself and the wood of the sacrifice up a mountain. He spoke to his father as he went, as to what was going on and what was happening. And he listened to him even to the end. And 4 weeks before the great celebration of Good Friday and Holy Saturday and Easter, like Peter, James, and John, we are invited to accompany God up that mountain to remember and to not fear. You know, one of the beautiful things of this story of the Transfiguration, I think, is the fact that at the end, Jesus said to Peter, James, and John, listen, don't tell anyone that this happened until the resurrection. Now, even Mark tells us, they didn't even know what the heck rising from the dead meant. But it happened. And we have the story of the transfiguration of Christ. Because after he rose from the dead, after he forgave sinful Peter, James, and John, they remembered, they spoke, and they shared the hope that we hear here today. My friends, it was 2 months ago today that we celebrated God coming down. Remember Christmas? December 25. It's February 25. And as we begin the second week of Lent, it's all about us going up, not just up with the big people, but the up in all ways, in all things, with God. We do a pretty good job in life through our own thoughts, through music, through culture, you know, to make the mountain a metaphor. Oh, gee, I have a big mountain today. It's Monday. I have a big test today. Man, I have a big struggle. My friends, as much as that might be a metaphor, we have to remember the reality. The reality that Abraham went up, that Jesus went up. And yes, we too are called to go up. To accompany God up from the death of the culture of death that we live in, up in the hope of Christian faith, up higher than what the standards of this world give to our families, to our young people, to ourselves, and how easy it is that we can be brought down and we moan and groan and we complain at the injustice. My friends, Christians and Christianity are all about going up. Up, not some metaphoric mountain, not some rose pictured color of, oh, the risen Easter bunny, but the risen Lord. And how beautiful that we can do that with him. And so in whatever brings you down, whether it's later today or later this week, continue to go up in the good company of Peter, James, and John, in the good company of your family, in the good company of this parish. Notice God in the thicket. That's very important. God in the thicket. What's a thicket? It's a bunch of thorns. Hello, the lamb with thorns around his head. Where are the thorns in your life? Don't let them scare you. Recognize God there. Continue to go up. Continue to accompany him. For my friends, this God that we believe in is Lord. He is Savior. He has risen from the dead. It was 4 years ago today, or this week, that I got a new boss, Archbishop Perez. And I remember him saying when he came back to Philadelphia and he became the Archbishop, I remember him saying, you know, I believe in a God who walked out of the grave. And when he said that, I thought, man, I do too. Why do I fear? Why am I anxious? I believe that God loves me, and he even walked out of the grave. Or, as St. Peter realized, I trust in the God who walks on water. As we begin this second week of Lent, in whatever the mountain is, continue to allow yourself and your family to go up. Recognize God in the midst of the thicket and continue to trust, and your Easter will be a real Easter.